Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:55 London Summer Time. Well, this has been a very interesting day. The European equities started out early in the morning and really rallied quite strongly. Prior to that, Japan had done very well as well. The second section last week found support at 3,000 and has rallied the last 3 days, and that has sort of pulled the Nikkei up with it, which sort of bounced off the bottom of the range and has sort of broken that downtrend. It's sort of jumped up quite a bit, it's gapped up, so it's looking quite encouraging. In the UK, the FTSE very early in the session broke through the 4,400 mark. It's currently sitting at 4,405.30. And that is quite a big dynamic. So it's starting to put a little bit of pressure now on the sort of highs we had at the beginning of the month, when the last time it sort of threatened to bounce off the bottom of the range. So we'll see what it does tomorrow. And of course, just looking at some of the other European indices, the CAC is up 50 points or n nearly 1.5% at 35.89. The DAX is up 59, which is 1.6% at 37.72, and the IBEX is up 81, which is just over a percent, and that's at 77.88, which pretty much brings the main European indices back inside the bottom of their ranges. The like indices like the Amsterdam Exchange, the AEX, is still very much in a downtrend. It's only up 5 today. But that is, of course, 1.6%. So there's still, I suppose you could say that there's all to play for, because it's not at all certain what's going to happen from here. Even though we do have some quite good dynamics in Europe, in the US it's a little bit of a different story, at least so far. We had a reasonably good up day, for example, on Friday in the S&P, but it's only up a tenth of a point at the moment. It seems to be running into a bit of resistance at the 1100 level. So I hadn't actually expected that, and because it hasn't really found, it hasn't really had any problem sort of bouncing around 1100 before. But it certainly seems to be finding it today. That's where its high was yesterday, and it hasn't been very much more than a point higher than that today. Just going to pull up the Dow as well, because that hasn't done very much today either. While it did have a reasonably big day on Friday, it's actually down 10 points at the moment at 10,100. So what are the reasons for these moves? Before I go into those, there is one other really, really big mover today, and that is the euro dollar. And at the moment, that is currently at it's at 121.84. So that's down quite a lot, considering that it opened at 123.19. So it's more or less down one. Well, a cent and 1 cent 40, which is really rather a lot, and looks like quite a large candle. And of course, that is off the back of the falling oil price. And there was also a news story that the durable goods inventory that comes out on Wednesday, there are sort of rumors flying around the market that that is going to be quite good, sort of signifying that the soft patch, in inverted commas, is over, and it sort of indicates that growth in the US is going to be that much better than in Europe, so that is hitting the euro quite heavily. So those are that's sort of the big story. The fact that oil has fallen for 2 days in a row now, of course, I mean it hasn't closed quite yet, but the fact that we've rolled into a new contract and we're that bit further away from the big $50 mark, and it's currently sitting on the October contract at 46.60, and that is that's about midway through the range on the day. I think the low on the day was 46.13, so that is It's a long way away from the 4940 we had last Friday. So that's that's probably going to steady markets a little bit when we start getting away from those sort of big numbers. And it really is flying in the face of some quite bad news out there. There was a report earlier in the day that the US had actually hit part of the shrine in Najaf and damaged it. So there was fears of a backlash there, and the main pipeline in Iraq is still shut, and there's rumors that well, there was news that UCOS will not be able to meet their target in output. They've reduced it by something like 800,000 barrels for the year, which I suppose isn't a great deal. But there was another rumor that the Russian government were actually going to sell off their main processing unit or pumping unit. So that's not terribly good news, considering that UCOS alone pumps, 2 million barrels a day, or something to that effect. So we'll see how the markets sort of handle that in the next couple of days. Looking at the currencies again, relative to well, the cable and yen, both versus the dollar, they're looking a little bit weak, but they're really nothing compared to what's been going on against the euro. And another interesting chart is the South African rand to the dollar, and the rand is weakening quite a lot. I might have a look at some gold prices tomorrow. Gold was quite weak today, but looking at the gold chart in South African rands, it's really taking off because you have the weakness of the rand, and the I suppose at the moment gold is sitting at last time I looked it was sitting at about 410, and it's finding a little bit of support there. It has been lower than that today, but it does seem to be finding support at 410, which is quite nice because that is sort of the top of the last time it rallied. It found resistance at 410, so that's it's still quite encouraging. But looking at the South African rand in, or sorry, looking at gold in South African rands, it's a very interesting chart, and I'll post that one tomorrow. Then, of course, looking at silver and palladium and platinum, they're all quite weak today. And I guess that's on the back of the weakness in gold, and of course on the dollar strength. So silver's currently sitting at 680, which is a bit, I mean, it's recovered a bit. The low of the day was at 670. But that's it's still holding its uptrend, and it'd be very nice if it sort of gave a good up day close, and a good sort of range on the day, and a close towards the top of the range, because we've seen a lot of sort of new highs, new short-term highs in silver, but we haven't seen it close up there yet. So I guess that's what we're all waiting for. Palladium went came back down to 220 the last time I'd looked, and it's still there. It's at exactly 220, so it's still maintaining the range, although the oscillation on that range has widened out a bit, which is, I suppose, quite encouraging. Palladium didn't have a very good day in here at all. It was quite weak. It's currently sitting at 838. So it actually opened down pretty much at the low of Friday, and it's more or less gone down all day. But it is still above the last sort of step up. So, and long term, it's still very much in the long term uptrend. Looking at just the industrial metals, nickel was had a key day reversal on Friday, which I neglected to mention. So I'm mentioning it now, and it was down today. It was on the 3 month. It was at 13,375. That's down 275 points. On the spot, it was down 100 at 13,855. Lead was up marginally. It was up 5 points, $5 on the 3 month, and up 20 on the spot. 3 month is at 845, and the spot is at 913. And lead, following that step up we had last week, is looking reasonably steady. It hasn't broken down yet, but it hasn't really shown any legs on it either. So we're keeping an eye on that one. On the bonds, obviously, there's been a little bit of movement on the bonds because of the currency move, but not a great amount. The long-dated treasuries have, they're down a little bit today, but they're still very much in that sideways range. There hasn't been any sort of breakdown to speak of at all, really. Gilts have broken down a bit from their bit of a their the range that they were in. Again, it's not the end of the world by any stretch of the imagination, but it's definitely one to keep an eye on, given that that the gilts were never one were not one that really ran up. They've only had sort of one step up, and they've traded in a sideways range for the most of August, and sort of they've broken the bottom of that range now. But we'll see where that one goes. Bunds were relatively weak, but again, this one wasn't really terribly weak. It did, on an intraday basis, break the bottom of the range, but it has, bounced back up a bit now, so it's currently sitting at the bottom of its range, and that's at 115.36 down, almost, well, down 0.4 of a point. Looking at the soft commodities, and some of these are very interesting. Soybeans had a great day today, and that's on the September contract I was looking at. I think that's the one that that David's in. And that's at 619 and a half, up 24 and three quarters, and that's quite nice because it had been finding resistance at 600, and it's just gone straight through that today. So soybeans are looking good. Coffee is also looking good. I'll just pull that one up. And I'm afraid I didn't type in the right ticker, so just bear with me for 1 second. That opened up, and it's currently at 73.60. So it's made a new sort of high in the last in August. That's the highest price it's been in August. So that's quite encouraging. Orange juice as well made a new high. Well, a new high is in a high in the last sort of 3 months at 75.40. Opened up, traded up and down a little bit during the day. Currently sitting at 5.40, and then the grains are also looking quite good. Looking at the December corn, that's at 2.44 and a quarter, and that's up above that sort of 2.40 level where it had been finding resistance, up 2.5 on the day. Oats has definitely been the biggest mover of the lot. It's up 1.25 today. It's at 148 and a half. But it has oscillated quite a bit during the day. But again, that has that's more or less had six straight up days, and it's broken resistance at sort of the 142-43 level, and it's starting to look like it has some legs, so it's quite nice. Wheat, which has been the weakest of them, was up as well today, and it's up 4 at 328 and a half, or and a quarter now. That's had 3 up days. Hasn't really broken the downtrend yet. That was in a very severe downtrend, and it didn't really do very much in relation to the other ones. And when it did fall 2 weeks ago, it fell more than the others. So that hasn't really broken downtrend yet. But I suppose that's, if it's a lagger, it's probably one to keep an eye on as the other ones start to move. Now, cotton is looking very nice. It was well up on Friday, and it hasn't given up any of those gains really today. It's only down a qu 0.4 of a point. It's at 50.85. There's not really an awful lot of resistance levels for it, presumably, unless it starts finding resistance at the even numbers. Where we are at the moment, though, is a little bit of resistance. It It bounced on a level there back on the 23rd of June. So if it goes through this sort of 50-85 level, the next sort of resistance wouldn't be until 55, which is quite a nice move up. And that has sort of broken the short-term resistance, and it's, the candles up there, they're nice big candles. And especially, if you look at the other ones in the chart, there's at least two in this up move that we have at the moment that are much bigger than the other ones that you see in the last sort of 6 months on the downside. So they're it's looking quite nice. Looking at the feeder cattle, and again that's another one that the contract changed. So looking at the front month now, which is the October, that's currently sitting at 112 and three quarters. The high on this contract is 115.40. I know that some spread bettors have already closed down the September, if you're already in that. So this is probably actually the only one you can buy at the moment that makes any sense. But that is still in an uptrend. It's still more or less making new highs, so higher highs and higher lows, although the amplitude of the range is becoming quite tight. So those higher highs and higher lows are becoming increasingly close together, which means that the momentum is just running out of the move, because it's starting to sort of, top out in sort of a hill, looking more like a hill as opposed to an A shape. So we'll see where that one goes. But I suspect that it's not going to really run up very much more from where it is. And the last one I'll look at is lumber, and that one made another new high today, but I think it retreated from it. It's currently sitting at 450, but it has been as high as 458.70. It's a down day today from the open. But it hasn't really given up any of the gains it made on Friday, so it's still looking like a reasonably strong chart. But that's definitely another one to keep an eye on. I suppose that the lumber has two factors affecting it. One will be, how many houses they're going to have to rebuild in Florida, and the other is bound to be going to be linked to interest rates, because obviously the more they raise interest rates, the more expensive mortgages are going to get, and that's bound to have an effect on the number of houses being built. But that is definitely something to keep an eye on in the future. Well, I think that's going to be it for today. If there's anything at all I can help you out with, or if there's any way I can improve the service that we're providing, don't hesitate to drop me a mail, and thank you very much for listening.